Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
Hello, boys.
You Beaumont.
Oh, come on, call me Dad.
Gee, sir, I mean, Dad, what are you doing here?
Well, you see, boys, I'm one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and I come bearing a message of unholy death.
Oh. Huh?
That's right, I'm really going to give you the business.
Coming to you live from Internet Station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. This show is an eight-year-long thought-slash-speaking experiment still in the making.
Oh, yeah.
We hope you enjoy it. We are very nice here. We will be friends. Hopefully, if we don't scare you off in the first 5 minutes, we will definitely be friends for life.
Ha, not likely.
Yeah,
bitch.
Let's not count on it.
Yeah, that's mean. That's mean. I'm
right
sorry.
Out of the get.
I immediately apologize because I would not like to be called that.
You didn't even give him a minute, man.
Fun.
Yeah, this show will harsh your buzz. Whatever buzz
Welcome.
You may have.
We will marsh your mellow.
Once again, back in the studio, my wife.
Hello.
Kirsty, it's been a while.
Like 2 weeks.
2 weeks-ish. Yeah. It's a long time to me. Even though we, like, never leave each other, it's still... Coming here is important for you, I think.
That's romance.
I like to support you.
Yeah.
Hey.
You know, the first time we kissed was in this studio. This is Valentine's week, so I have full permission to reveal that in the eyes of Saint Valentine.
Did we kiss on our first date?
Pretty much.
You sluts.
Yeah.
We just knew what was happening. I saw the way she was looking.
And you were just like, yeah, we're going to keep this going.
I'm moving in for the kill. Ah! And the whiskey helped, too. Jared is also here.
As you can tell.
He's the...
By the video.
Yeah, look at this recording we have.
Oh, you can watch me fidget with things.
Oh, you know what?
Yes.
I'm goddamn stupid and I didn't switch it over
to it
Studio View. This is the real thing.
Yeah.
Most likely we'll not upload this. We'll see how it goes.
It'll be fine.
Everything's an experiment here. Also on experiment day, we will be seeing what happens when you put cyanide in orange juice. Can you still taste it? More on that later.
Does it still taste like almonds?
Is that what you hear? Cyanide
yeah,
is almonds?
Yeah, it tastes like almonds.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird. Why?
Because it's made from almonds?
No, come on.
Well,
what came first, the cyanide
almonds,
or the almonds?
Probably cyanide, but it's not almonds. It's like stuff that kind of tastes like almonds. They're like
okay.
Seeds, like pods.
Interesting.
Science and shit.
Isn't that kind of similar to
rock fruit?
This may be an urban legend of the apple seeds having arsenic in them?
They do.
That's
no,
real.
They have cyanide in them. Or is it arsenic?
It's arsenic.
Arsenic?
Yeah. I'm like...
To the box! Sometimes we type things into this magical
50%
box.
50% sure at this point.
And apples...
Way to cover your bases.
Almonds. Let's put it in there.
You said it so like...
Cyanide and fruit seeds.
Let's do that one. And can you get cyanide poisoning from eating almonds? Livestrong.com. You know, we've used Livestrong for a few things for research. Maybe we should get them as a sponsor.
What is their...
I'm on the Sheryl Crow side of that, so...
Tell them to cite
really
their
awkward.
Sources.
What does Sheryl Crow have to do with?
I think, didn't her and Lance Armstrong...
Were they boinking?
Yeah, and then he like...
We call it snogging
fucked
now.
Off.
No, the British call it
divorce.
Snogging.
Yeah, it's snogging.
Americans
now.
Call it smashing. What was
no,
your
that's New Jersey
smashing?
People.
Which means something completely different in Britain. Kind of like how fanny means vagina over there, and over
or
here it
bummer
means butt.
Means
bummer mean oh
means
as in bumming
gay people, I guess.
No, I thought bumming was just a general euphemism for fucking
in the butt.
But specifically in the butt.
Yes.
Okay. Well, there you go.
And I think. There, it's mainly referred to with men. But.
Okay. Bit quick shout out to the gay people out there. Hello.
Hey, how
they
you guys
can't
doing?
See me because we're looking at get 18 high protein breakfast recipes. This is and you would have seen me waving like this. Hello. Yeah. Still getting the hang of that. Can you get
you catch me
poison?
Picking my nose?
No, I don't think they caught that. Maybe the tail end. Let's see. The amount of cyanide isn't enough to cause poisoning. Grocery store almonds contain 25.2 milligrams of cyanide per kilogram. Oh, my God. You got to eat a lot.
That's a lot of fucking almonds.
Yeah. Nobody's going to put that much work into killing themselves. There's better ways. Figure it out. Let's see. And then comparing it to apples. Cyanide in, let me see, quantities of amygdala. No, that's a. I thought that was a piece of the brain. The amygdala? Cyanide toxicity is experienced at doses of 0.5 to 3.5.
This is your husband.
milligrams per kilogram. Fatal dose.
Milligrams per kilogram.
Oh my God. It's the metric system. I don't know if I can do this, you guys.
I don't have a frame of reference.
I really don't. Like, how many inches to a milligram?
Oh my God.
Help me out here. Long story short,
like, I'm 90% sure you're fucking with me, but at the same time, like, I can't be positive.
Long story short, you won't die from those things, so don't worry.
I think you have to eat, like, several bushels of apple. How much is a bushel?
A bushel is, like, 5 barrels.
A peck and a hay.
Is that real?
All right, we need more metric. We need more conversion factors.
Bushels. A bushel is a thing. One bushel is equal to 2 kennings.
God damn it, that doesn't help me.
4 pecks.
Yeah!
Or 8 dry gallons.
How much is a fucking dry gallon?
A dry gallon, also known as a corn gallon, a British dry measure of volume used to measure grain. So you can't use this on liquids.
I'm gonna have a fucking aneurysm. What is it?
A fluid. One dry gallon is 1.163647. Fluid
bushels.
Gallons. Oh, shit. God.
Fluid bushels.
No one needs that.
Dude, I would actually be pissed.
We found the 2 units that cycle in on themselves forever and they don't mean anything. We cracked the code.
It's not real.
Like a metric.
All right, so a dry gallon is just over a regular gallon.
Yes.
And then a bushel was 8 of those?
A bushel is... yes.
How much is a peck?
1 peck.
4 pecks. So that would be we're learning 4 gallons.
Equivalent,
4.5 gallons.
1 peck is 2 dry gallons. There you go. Does it all make sense? Is it lining up? Are we back to normalcy?
And they make fun of us for having fucking pounds and ounces. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, there's way weirder units of measurement out there. The only we're only made fun of those units of measurement because we are... like the only first world country that uses those units. I think it's us and like Guam. No, Guam is part of the United States. What the hell's the other thing? Imperial.
Warma?
Units. China.
Here we go. Imperial. There's got to. I know there was a. Not China. They use the metric system. That's how they're going to invade us with math. Because they're very good at it. Say again.
Moving on.
Yeah, anyway. 118.2. British measure of things. United States.
Wait, hold up. Go up.
What do you got?
Apothecaries units? I'm intrigued.
That's a whole different set? Wait, where are you seeing this?
1.1. Down under contents.
Up. Oh, I see. You're referring to the index of Wikipedia. Apothecaries units are mentioned neither in the Act of 1824 or 1825. At the time, apothecaries.
What about the rest of time besides those 2 exact dates?
Jared, these are the only 2 years that matter.
Fucking apparently, according to Wikipedia.
Yeah. Just remember, one guy edits like a third of Wikipedia.
I know, so dude. What a fucking legend.
This is all his fault. Is he? No, he's.
He looks like the kind of guy that would do that, but he also helped me pass, like, several classes.
No, so. he forfeited all his rights to money when he started doing that. Yeah. Once it becomes part of the world sphere, like, you aren't owed anything, apparently. Yes. Weights and measures regulated in England, Wales, and Berwick-upon-Tweed. These are real places in our world.
It's a town in the county of Northumberland.
Where the hell's that?
Oh,
you just saw it
I
hovered over it?
Wait for it to hover?
No, it's not going to do it. I might...
Berwick-upon-Tweed.
Berwick... okay. Your town isn't allowed to have 3 whole words in it. Sorry, England.
It's all right. I drove past a town called Deeth Star, Starr.
Where is that?
I think it was Utah.
D Star. Time two to E's. Prank call their town. Oh, I tried typing that in and I got Death Star. So that shows how popular it is.
No, Death with two E's.
Oh, Death Star. And I guess that's got like quotes around it because we're never going to find anything real. Star Valley Cemetery.
Pico County.
D/Star Valley. I'm finding Nevada.
Oh, was it Nevada?
Yeah.
They're close. It's fine. What in the world? It was just on a road trip one time.
We're learning a whole bunch of weird shit today.
Death and Star Valley.
I don't know. I think we need to dig ourselves out of the internet hole. Yep. I have some news.
Let's hear.
My physical deterioration into old age has begun.
Oh, elaborate.
On Monday, I was kneeling on the ground fixing a thing, as I have done 100 times before, and as I got up, my right kneecap popped out of place. For about 5 seconds, I fell backwards on my ass.
Yes.
And I straightened my leg out, and it popped right back in. But it hasn't felt quite the same since that day.
You want to hear a funny joke? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
It never will.
Oh.
You're not laughing. Have you heard this one before?
I love jokes that bring me right to the heart of the issue. Yeah, it just feels a little strange when driving and having doing like a full squat movement, which you do more often than you ever noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
like kneeling and bending and twisting and jumping and stuff.
So no running for me for a bit, no hiking for me for a bit. It doesn't actively hurt.
It's just not right.
I don't like that it happened. I'm very ashamed of my weird senioritis chicken grandpa starting to crumble into dust knees.
Are you 24 or 25?
24.
Yeah, so you got one more year and then you stop growing and then it's just downhill from there. I know. I have one more year, and I'm deeply considering taking, like, human growth hormone to make me taller. We'll see how much taller I can get in 1 year.
How tall? Do you just need to be taller than Joe Rogan, and then you'll be fine? He's 5'8".
You know, he's 5'8". I don't actually care that much. I just want to run an experiment. I just want to see how tall you can get in a year with HGH.
I don't know if you can...
Just get it?
Get taller.
It's supposed to help. Like, if you have, like, that genetic predisposition to, like, grow a little bit more, someone who's, like, 5'8 might become, like, 5'9 or 5'10.
And, like,
over
the
course
gene.
Of, like,
and that's worth
over, like, several years.
Bunch of hormones in your body for
No, it's definitely not. I was trying to be funny. Oh. I would never take HGH unless I had it for free.
Yeah, the money is a very big obstacle.
Yeah.
Towards getting those.
It's very expensive.
Yeah, because I had.
And I'm okay at 5'8, to be honest.
A friend who had to do that. Because their growth plates, something wrong with their growth plates, and he didn't get very much taller.
Yeah.
What is a growth plate? What is that?
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
In your body.
All over your body.
What?
Aren't they between your bones? Like on your joints, kind of?
I want to say yes, but also I don't know. I honestly haven't taken any anatomy for like 5 years. So.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't think the textbook's been updated.
Yeah,
very much.
Pull out your notes.
I'll type it back into the box here.
Mm-hmm. Growth plates.
Plates. Epiphyseal plates. Look at this shit. Epiphyseal. Epiphyseal? Epiphyseal plate is a hyaline cartilage plate in the metaphysis. What? There's metaphysics in our body?
This is like a bushel. I need a frame of reference.
At each end of a long bone.
It is
the part of a long bone where new bone growth takes place. That is, while the whole bone is alive with maintenance remodeling throughout its existing bone tissue, but the growth plate is the place where the long bone grows longer, if you catch my drift. Wink. Penis.
It even says adds length.
Penis.
Yeah, it does. So penis. This was a very clever edit by that guy who edits the third of Wikipedia.
Yes.
So good on you, man. Doing our show some good.
Doing the Lord's work.
Yeah.
Speaking of penis, so I finished Red Dead Redemption 2. Fantastic game. Go play it. And I started Assassin's Creed Odyssey, right?
Okay.
And the game opens up on the island of some ancient Greek place. And
Lesbos? That's a real place in Greek. Greece.
Of course you would be laughing right now.
That's where they come
I
from.
I thought
Jared.
You were fucking with me. It's no, a real it's place.
Yeah, I'll find it for you, but you keep going.
All right, anyways, so there's a giant statue of Zeus, right?
Yeah.
Sitting there butt naturally. Naked and anatomically correct. So being that you can climb anywhere, I'm like, all right, well, I'm fucking on this. So I start climbing up this Zeus statue. A couple seconds later, sure enough, in all of its wondrous stony glory,
you got a stone genitals. Dick in your face?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
And then, like, as I'm climbing beside it, like, the character, he, like, looks at it. He's like, I shouldn't climb on that. I'm like, oh, no, motherfucker, you're climbing that. So I hung off of his balls for a while and took a few pictures.
You can take pictures in Assassin's Creed?
With my phone. But you can, also, you can also do screen caps on, like, PlayStation 4.
I thought your character had a camera, which...
In ancient Greece?
Well, maybe. Assassin's Creed involves time travel, right?
Not
that kind of time travel.
It's a little different.
Okay. Anyway, the island of Lesbos, Greece. Real place. 4.6 out of 5 stars.
What are the comments?
Let's have a look. Do we want to sort by, let's see, the greatest island, the weather is amazing, the people are friendly, it's the haven since you are not refugee like me. Thank you, Sahar King, not a real name. Let's sort, I want to see the lowest rating ones. Greece, shame on you, hashtag Moria. I don't know. 1 star, didn't find any Lesbos.
the most thumbs up.
1 star, translation from Spanish. Why are there so many pixelated areas on the island of Lesbos? Refugee camps, shops, businesses, almost the entire coast, fields, houses, etc. Why have they all been pixelated? Well, it doesn't matter if you fucking go there. Do you think the world is going to be pixelated if you venture out to it?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find some Lesbos.
If you do it with a Japanese chick, she's not going to have an 8-bit vagina, okay? It's a real one, and that's just technological trickery.
Surprise!
Let's see. Not very nice, had little food or expensive, and often crowded, pool not recommended. Translated from, I assume, Elvish. I cannot... Neat Hiluk Gihad Winting it the Urder. Okay, this language has the word dur in it.
Is this Icelandic?
No, there's not enough squiggles underneath the E's and threes that are also letters.
Dur.
Oh, it's Urdu. I found the language of Urdu.
I was close.
Yeah, you're far closer than me, who guessed a fictional language.
Yeah, I think this is Elvish. Like, wait, what the fuck?
Let's see.
Do some exploring. Like, oh, they wrote in Klingon.
Oh, you know, why isn't there, I think we've mentioned this on the show before, there for a certain amount of time, there was a hospital in Vancouver that had a Klingon translator on call.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
Why doesn't Google have a Klingon translator in their translate engine?
Maybe
last time
they do.
No. Translate... Google.com. Kirsty, do you know how to spell Kapla? I think it's
Q-U-P-L-A. Yeah, apostrophe P-L-A.
English detected. Kapla. Yeah, it doesn't have in there. And if I go under K, there's Kazakh, Khmer, Korean, Kurdish, and Kyrgyz. No Klingon. Google, I know you're completely evil, and I'm never going to trust you with anything ever again, but...
Dude, did you ever see that video?
Give me the
video?
Klingon translator.
It's a video I shared on Facebook. Oh, you guys aren't on Facebook very much, are you?
Not I.
Not really.
She is the Facebooker.
Here, let me... Actually, it's been quite some time, so it's probably under, like, 80 things. But no, it was...
Just tell me what to type in.
But
The Kazakhstani language or something? Maybe it was Kazakhstan.
Whenever I see a Disney post that I'm liking, you have already liked it. Like, every time. Just putting that out there.
Yeah.
Jared is he's on the cutting edge of
I'm on the cutting
Facebook,
edge of the memes.
It just makes me really want to go to Epcot with you so we can drink around the world.
Yes.
So bad.
When are we going to Disney World?
Probably before we
Next
go to
year?
Japan. Yeah, that sounds good.
I got to go to Japan first.
What, is that, like, definitely happening?
Oh,
you planned
like,
it out?
I will go by myself if I have to.
Don't.
I just need to save some more money.
Well, yeah. We're going to New Orleans this year, but next Neat. Year we can all go to Disney World.
Yes. You might want to start getting your passport now.
Yeah.
I don't know how hard it is to do, but I'm pretty sure you don't want to wait until the month before you decide to go.
You're just like, maybe I'll get my passport today because I leave tomorrow. Do you think they take enhanced driver's licenses?
Not in Japan, sorry.
That's worth a shot.
You could take an enhanced driver's license to Mexico and then swim to Japan. Oh, it'd be easier if you swam from Canada, yeah. It's closer. Think about it.
How far is that?
It's too far. Don't even go for it, man.
Well, don't put the idea in my head if you don't want me to at least consider it.
Well, you can consider it, but I really hope you come out of the other side with the right side of the coin facing up, which is don't do it. You won't have arms by the time you're halfway across the ocean because they'll have fallen off.
You're mostly kicking anyway, so it's fine.
Is that how you swim? You're mostly kicking?
It helps.
It does help, yeah, but I thought the arms did most of the work.
They definitely do.
Let's get Michael Phelps on the phone. We were talking about this off-air. Michael Phelps is...
Hey, Mikey, what's good, bro?
Hey, I'm Michael Phelps.
Okay.
Is that what he sounds like?
I don't know.
I only ever seen the guy take off his swim goggles and hold, like, 20 pounds of gold around his neck. I don't know what the hell he sounds like.
28 gold medal winner.
Boy, we're really on the cutting edge of Olympic humor, aren't we?
Yeah, but whenever the Olympics comes around again, the memes are going to be fire.
Oh, Kirsty was trying to remember this the other day, and I never looked it up. When are the Winter Olympics happening? Ooh. 2020, I think.
Winter
Olympics. And are they happening in Russia again? Because that would be funny. Wintic Olymper Games.
Wintic Olymper.
Wintic Olymper. Oh, yeah. Future. Here we go. Oh, no, Winter Olympics aren't until 2022. Holy shit.
Oh, shit.
And they're in Beijing.
Yeah, I remember hearing that. When are they? Do they have downhill ice skating?
I don't know.
Downhill ice skating jumping?
Can we look at the events? I don't know if they haven't announced yet. Oh, wait, ice skating jumping?
Yeah, downhill ice skate jumps.
Holy shit.
Dude. They got ice ramps and shit.
Oh, my God. I mean...
Dude, you'd fucking die.
You would probably, here's what would happen. You would hit the ground so hard that your head would fall off and get caught in the skates, and then your entire body would somersault over itself.
Blades of Glory style, head comes off.
Does that happen in Blades of Glory? I've never
seen it. Yeah, remember they were doing like that one special.
No, I don't remember. I've never seen it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember.
I've never seen it. Like, oh, that explains a lot.
Yeah. Okay, so let's find the shortest path possible for you to swim to Japan, so maybe...
So if I just take several short swims...
Maybe we can do, like, mainland Alaska? Let me see. Measure distance.
I can get to Alaska without anything.
Let's go here, and then we'll drag this...
No, look at all those islands in between.
Well, you gotta swim to each individual island. Don't forget that.
I know, but then I can rest.
Okay, let's do it this way. So let me switch to computer view. Okay, so you're gonna start over here... On Unimak Island.
Yeah, yeah, that was my first thought, too.
Then you're going to go through all these guys, all these ones. We'll just add to the curve here. Let's see.
Look at how many islands I can stop and sleep at.
Yes. You're really going to want to sleep there.
And how many
Wait, go back in.
You're going to want to meet on these islands?
Wait, there's two more up there.
You want to go to these islands too? Okay.
It's just a little bit of a...
Oops.
Hey, what the fuck? It's just a little bit of a reroute. It's fine.
Let me... Why does it think this is a...
I mean, I'm taking 2 weeks off of work to do this. I got plenty of time.
No, don't put the fucking points there. What the hell is this?
Hey, you stupid shit.
Hey.
Just grab that one and drag
bring
it.
Bring back an Eskimo.
Bring back an Eskimo?
Yeah, she'll take care of you.
This is true.
Okay, and then you'll just hop right across to here. Oh, shit, it's doing it again. Look at this.
Fuck you!
Oh, Lord.
It's kind of annoying. Look, if I do that again, why did it decide to do that all of a sudden? This is why I hate Google. Oh, shit, now it erased all my points. Okay, so we'll never know, but it's at least, let's just try. Let's just fucking do this. Measure distance. You'll go from here to Japan. Oh, fuck you. Hey, Google!
You piece of shit. I know you're listening.
What's wrong with you? You're actively listening to me, and yet you
Your
ignore
listeners
my commands.
And I don't appreciate both of you yelling.
Don't worry. Yeah. I'll fix that in post. You're going at least 2,700 miles.
That's cool. I got 2 weeks. So what's the math on that? How many miles do I have to go a day?
1,000 a week. So 1,000 divided by 7 per day.
Yeah.
1,000 divided by 7. 142.857 miles per day. Swimming.
It's a little bit of a swim, but I think I could do it.
Yeah, you were in the Army after all, so it can't be that hard.
Yeah, no.
Do you
if only
swim
I was in the Navy.
Do you swim in the Army at all?
Just for PT, but not for anything.
Okay.
Exceptional.
Because you guys are going to the desert anyway. What?
Yeah, it's fine.
Just for cardio.
Any like special forces or anything? They have like swimming like or water confidence courses. Like, can you swim? Yes, I can swim. Show me that you can swim. You swim. So all right, that's good. That's all.
So it's like Scared Straight, but for swimming. If you can't swim.
It's like that, but you like swim in your clothes and boots.
Oh, I've done that before.
Yeah.
They did make you do this thing in Scouts where it's to get the swimming merit badge, actually. You jump in your full Class A uniform, mm-hmm. and then you take off your shirt and pants, and you blow air into them and tie the ends off yeah. and use them as flotation devices. You're laughing way too hard. This is serious business.
This is what they do in the Scouts. Take notes.
They take their pants off.
Right. Well, we put swim trunks on it.
Take your fucking pants off, kids.
Trust me, Boy Scouts is way more homoerotic now than it was when I was in it. So
speaking of the Boy Scouts, today my dad and I were waiting to go to the vet, and he found this playlist on YouTube that was...
camp songs?
No.
Oh, shit.
TV commercials from the 60s.
And one of them was for the Scouts?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
What the fuck?
And it was like these guys like fucking up in an alley and they were like throwing trash around and they said something about like young gentlemen and blah, blah, blah. And
get your life together.
We don't want to be doing this and it join the Scouts.
Let me see. PSA type ad for Scouts. That's the 70s. When did you say the 60s?
It could have been the 70s. I know one of the playlists.
Well, this one's 60s. Only 38 seconds long. Let's just plug it in and see what happens.
It was just really bad. No, that's not it. Oh, just kidding.
Oh, it's it?
I think it's next. Be prepared. This isn't it, but this is great.
Do you think you know what scouting's all about? Take a look.
What the hell was that? What? There's boxing and black kids? Which wasn't true in my troop.
I was going to say, there's probably one black person.
There's two things like conjoined. Like, you mean they have boxing?
Okay, so that wasn't it.
And black kids?
Basically like, kind of the same strain.
Renee, you fucking idiot.
Joke's on you. I was only pretending.
And scene.
Oh, wow. You didn't see that, though? There was boxing.
No, I definitely saw the boxing. I can't believe there's boxing and black kids.
Hey, for the 70s, that was a big deal, okay? Ronnie King hadn't happened yet, so it was like revolutionary to put black kids in commercials. I don't know, dude. But obviously, that wasn't the one.
You ain't right, dude. Yeah.
Well, if I ain't right, I don't want to be right. There we go. Self-fulfilling prophecy. let me see.
The best kind.
60s TV commercials, cigarettes, CoverGirl, and Sylvania. I don't know why I said it like that. Old Girl Scout commercial. Christian Slater vintage Boy Scouts commercial? Okay, we gotta see that if it's got the Slater in it.
My best.
Last year, over 1,500 murders.
To do my duty to God and my country and to obey the Scout law.
38,000 robberies.
To help this isn't for the Scouts.
76,000 violent crimes.
Whoa.
Keep myself physically strong.
82,000 cases of drug abuse.
Mentally awake and morally straight.
1.5 million crimes were committed by teenage boys.
Oh, that's the same kid.
Support
doesn't
your local
he do a bunch
Boy
of drugs
Scout
now?
Council. Boy, do we need...
Wow. It convinced me. Does
Holy
Christian
shit.
Slater do drugs? Let's put that in here. Christian Slater...
I feel like his character as himself in The Office definitely was doing drugs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he had to do it just to get through the
Which
filming of that
he?
Commercial.
He's
is...
Christian
Slater. Christian Slater looks like this. Here you go. That's your boy, Mr. Slater.
What is he do in The Office?
He's in...
He's himself in a intro video for
Yeah, I could
Saber.
Probably find that for you. Christian Slater, The Office. A lot of research to do today. Christian Slater, Guardian.com. When you're drinking and doing drugs, you're going to be lying. I don't know if this is because of his real life or if he's talking about his previous roles. Let me see. Blah, blah, blah. He likens it to the Force. I don't really care about this. But
moving on.
Let me see.
We'll deal with your problems later, Christian Slater.
Okay, you want to see Christian Slater on The Office? Here's a quick taste.
Have you ever tasted a rainbow and Saber?
You will.
What?
I don't know.
Jim's faces, they get me every time.
They're pretty good.
The Office, I'm not tired of it yet.
I am.
Really? Oh, you're burnt out on it?
I watched it twice while I was in the hospital. Like, all the way through twice.
Entire series.
That explains a lot.
But how much of it do you remember, really?
Probably just once.
You just taped over the same thing.
The screen.
Oh my gosh, the screen. I'm still not good at this. I need to set up keyboard shortcuts for that.
I only remember watching it once, but I definitely watched it twice. And Parks and Rec. I just had it on the whole time, no matter what was happening. And, like, they would wake me up two or three times a night
before
to give me medicine.
Go-go.
Yeah.
And so I would turn it back on every time they woke me up to go back to sleep.
Yeah, like, oh, sweet, I know this episode.
And then I would fall asleep after 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good plan.
Drugs are great.
Yeah. Now
kids
do drugs. Now we're moving on to MST3K, but with no drugs, obviously.
MS3TK.
MST3K.
MST3K.
Yes, there you go.
What does that spell?
Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, I thought it spelled out meth.
M3TH. It could if you replaced, like, all the letters.
M3TH? Come on.
All the letters?
Yeah, I could definitely spell meth if you spelled it completely fucking wrong, you idiot.
Your face was just like, you idiot. Oh my god, that was such a good face. So sorry.
That's why I'm recording this. Allegedly. Allegedly, I'm recording this.
Hey, so you know how ninjas have those ninja poof balls they throw on the ground and it makes a bunch of smoke?
Sure.
Yeah,
I want
magic
one of
disappearing
those,
bombs.
Yeah, but I want one of those, but I want it filled with, like, cayenne pepper or something. So you throw it down, you just gas out the whole room, and everybody's going down from tear gas.
Oh, my God. That would
Every time you throw it, you should be like, take it up a notch. Bam! And then their eyes just
Time to
bleeding.
Get... Welcome to Flavor Town. Boom!
Put on the
Oh, my God, it burns!
Put on the glasses like Guy Fieri before you throw it on the ground, too. You'll be the only ninja out there with sunglasses on. That'll be your trademark.
And they'll never know it's me.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want to Google that real quick, that would be sweet.
What do you want me to find?
I have this kind of obsession for if I all of a sudden wake up and I'm like stuck way, way back in the past, how am I going to either A, prove I'm from the future, or B, like somehow rule everything and take over?
You want to know how to make a smoke bomb?
Yeah.
Okay. WikiHow. Another fine sponsor of this show.
Using ping pong balls.
Ooh,
method. Yeah.
Let's go with the easy way. Gather 3 or 4 ping pong balls for this method. You don't have to buy any extra ingredients other than basic household supplies. Let me see. Cut a hole in the top of one of the balls. Excuse me. Cut the other balls into small pieces and put them in the hole. Stick a pencil in the hole. Take the pencil out. Hang on. I kind of lost track of this here. Oh, I see.
You wrap an aluminum foil around, creating a straw. It looks kind of like a crack pipe, but it's filled with other parts of ping pong ball.
Yeah, let's see.
And then, oh yeah, that's not crack pipe.
Oh, you just light it on fire, and then you throw it while it's on fire. Oh, okay. Run away and do not breath in the toxic smoke.
Just a second. I need to take a picture of that.
That's fine. Yeah. No, take your... once you're done with your crack pipe, throw it in the bushes for others to find. This is called recycling.
All right, keep going down. There's got to be better ones.
Okay. Making a cooked smoke bomb. Ooh.
Yo, this is looking methy and methy.
Potassium nitrate, sugar.
Oh, yeah, let me just go to the store and grab myself some potassium nitrate that's right next to the sugar and baking soda.
Yeah, did you know you can make napalm out of common dish soap and cat food? Here we go. Gather supplies. You need potassium nitrate, also called saltpeter. some sugar. Dark brown sugar is said to make the smoke look thicker, but white will do just fine.
Dark brown it is.
Pick up some baking soda. Get a small length of fuse. Okay, where do you just get fuse? Probably Amazon, actually.
Fuses.
Let's put that in there. Let's get on all the lists. Fuses. Let's see.
Oh.
No, those are car fuses. What, do I put in bomb fuses?
Firework fuses?
Oh, that's a better idea, actually, yeah. Firework.
Put in bomb fuses.
Oh, check it out.
Dude, you can get a roll of that shit.
Yeah, 80 feet.
Are you encouraging this, really?
I'm making this.
This is an educational show. We never said it was a good education.
Yeah. How's that going to look if I order online saltpeter and wick?
Put on your masks.
How much of what?
I don't know. Let me see.
Oh, wait. Go back down. It said right there.
You just place it.
Three parts to two.
Okay.
Okay.
To 2 parts sugar. Then heat the pan slowly. Mix that shit together, son. Add a spoonful of baking soda. So the biggest spoon you can find. Pour mixture into a cardboard box. Insert a fuse. Wait for it to solidify. Then you just light that shit on fire, motherfucker.
And then
you're
it
done.
Just smokes like a mofo?
I guess so. I really want to see it in action, but WikiHow never does videos. You can also do the same process, but it goes into a tube shape.
Neat.
Which,
moving on.
Looks bombish. Wait. You can use ammonium nitrate.
What's that called on the internet?
Probably Windex? I don't know. let's put that in here. Chemical compound. Here we go. You can get it on Amazon, too. Instant cold pack kit. DIY. 50 pounds. You want to make a 50-pound smoke bomb? Amazon can make it happen. Amazon. When we're not providing infrastructure for the CIA, we are helping infantile adults construct smoke bombs. Let me see.
We are making explosives.
Oh, and this one, you put it into a big old bucket.
And then 10 sheets of newspaper?
You fold it. Oh, you're soaking the newspaper into the ammonium nitrate. Then you roll it up into a roll shape, and then you light the ends on fire. Boy, there's a lot of ways to make... Those are the 4 ways to make a smoke bomb.
Wait. Is there more?
No. Community Q&A.
So which one can I put cayenne pepper or something of the sort in? And we'll have to experiment a little bit. I'll get back to you on this.
I think maybe the best one, you could probably put the cayenne pepper in this in the newspaper one here. You just roll it up inside there. Maybe it'll smoke the pepper. Well, you can put cayenne pepper in pretty much all these. Just add it to the mixtures before it solidifies.
I was thinking of the chocolate one. It was looking like a good idea.
Chocolate one? What are you talking about?
Or the crack pipe one.
I don't know how well cayenne pepper might make this not burn as well. No other way to know but try.
Yeah.
Go for it,
I really want one that's impact-based that I can just, like, toss on the ground. It makes a big old plume of cayenne pepper smoke. So if the cops ever raid my house for some bizarre reason, I can just toss a couple of those down and go out the window.
Yeah, some bizarre reason, like you're manufacturing things with the word bomb in it.
I'm looking for firework fuses.
Why are you guys here, you'd say, with your hands up holding rubber gloves and
fuse?
I'm an innocent man.
All I have is ammonium nitrate.
Just make sure you show up. Make sure for your court case when you show up, just wear a neck brace. Just no matter what happens, you always have to show up wearing a neck brace.
Solid.
It encourages sympathy for your case.
Like, what happened to your neck? Oh,
this is from the raid.
I slept on it wrong. Prison cells are rough.
You do have to tell the truth there, allegedly.
Yeah.
But yeah, there you go. Everything you ever wanted to know about making smoke bombs.
Smoke bombs.
I kind of wish I had thought to Google that when I was in middle school. Oh, well.
We can do it even better. We can do it when we have Amazon.
And credit cards, yeah.
Yeah, right? Isn't it great being an adult?
It's basically an unlimited budget.
It really is.
Yeah.
I can make, like, a lot of smoke bombs.
And remember, that percentage sign on the credit card that you get, the bigger it is, the better. That means more points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you can use those points for flights and Apple Watches and... I looked up my actual.
I think there was something to do with submarines in there too, but I don't remember what.
I sure fucking hope so. What color was the submarine?
I don't know.
That's important.
Submarine colored.
That doesn't mean shit to me, Jared. Is it a? I just want to know if it's a yellow submarine.
Oh God, I hope not.
You don't want it to be a yellow submarine.
Ew.
Why?
Ew.
No, for the Beatles Ew. Song.
Do you
man.
Not like the Beatles?
Yeah, they're fine.
Okay, I'm watching you.
I'm kidding. I've heard like one of their songs, and it was Yellow Submarine.
What?
No, you've heard.
You've
other
only
Beatles
heard
songs.
One of their songs?
Jared, this is a lie. I'll get you something.
I think we need to sign. I think we need to sign him up for APS because his parents are obviously abusing him. That's way too little Beatles for any person.
Let me see. Jared, tell me you've heard this one.
This is called Here Comes the Sun. I can see that. I just,
But the tune? Are you serious?
I know.
You're putting me on. Here comes the sun.
Yeah, I know the words, but the... I don't know the melody at all. It's
all right. I...
Oh, there's drums.
This is absurd.
This is really sad.
Let's...
APS.
I've been banging to some Suicide Boys lately, so...
What
I don't really
about...
listen to the Beatles much.
Let me see.
I Am the Walrus. Oh. Play that one. I saw the lyrics for that one.
Well, first I want to see if you recognize this one either. Lane, there is a barber showing photographs. Every head is at the place. Ladies and gentlemen, there is not a single flash of recognition in Jared's eyes. Show him. His soul is dead.
No, I mean, it's good. I like it.
This is I Am the Walrus. The acid song.
What's the one that's like, I am the Mothman or something?
I don't think...
I am the Mothman.
I don't think there's a Beatles song called about Mothmen.
Or maybe it was the Eggmen.
That's
well, that is
song.
This one. You'll hear it in a bit. Now just imagine is John it? Lennon with shoulder-length hair smoking a big old blunt.
Fair enough.
I think they wrote this when they were in India. Spirit searching, you know. Pigs from a gun.
See, the shit they're saying sounds bizarrely similar to me talking about when I was with the Gecko. I don't feel like it was. I don't feel like there was any spirit searching. I was just really fucking high.
So maybe you should just start writing songs when you're blazing that thing, man.
Dude, how am I supposed to write when I can only do this?
That's true. But yeah, that was the Eggman bit right there.
Goo gajoob.
Yeah, he doesn't say cuckoo kachoo. Little known fact.
Goo goo gajoob.
It's not immediately clear what that means.
Yeah, no, these guys are definitely fucking high.
Let me see.
Crab-a-locker, fishwife, pornographic priestess. Boy, you've been a naughty girl. Let your knickers down.
You should read more Beatles lyrics. Let's see. What about, how about this bit right here?
Expert texpert, choking smokers. Don't you think the Joker laughs at you? See how they smile like pigs in a sty. See how they snide. I'm crying.
I don't think snide is a verb.
Yeah.
Really? It's,
that didn't matter to them, clearly.
Once you're on, once you take that tab, the words lose all meaning, man. Okay, what about... Okay, Jared, what about this one?
Yeah, I'll give my reaction to the camera.
Here you go. How about that cowbell, though, huh?
Is that what that is?
Yeah, there's cowbell in there. You don't hear it?
Baby, you can oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I don't know the song.
You're a failure. just shrug your way through life, man. Like this. So that sucks. Wow.
I'm going to do this for the rest of the show.
Beep, beep, yeah.
What?
My arms got tired.
Yeah, I figured you couldn't keep that up. You can't shrug your way through life, Jared.
Not with that attitude.
Well, not with those arms either. Obviously, you got a bit of an issue there.
Oh, that burns. Yeah, not with those arms either.
So yeah, we learned something awful about Jared today. It's not that bad. Beatles are considered oldies now.
Yeah,
I don't know if you know that.
It sounds like they're old.
Well, yeah, most of them are dead. That's how old they are.
That's pretty old.
Half of them are dead.
Is it drug related?
No, John Lennon got shot, and
elaborate.
He was shot in the stomach. I don't know. Let's plug it in.
All right,
hang on.
How? Why? What? Where?
John
when?
Lennon. Well, there was a guy who thought that he was going to start a race war by killing John Lennon, and so he did, and then it ended up not happening.
Isn't John Lennon white?
Yeah. But the guy who killed him was, like, a straight schizo, and he thought that John Lennon was, like, sending him coded messages through his songs.
Oh.
And
telling him that I'm going to come kill you, so he's like, I better kill him first?
Something like that. Hang on. Where is his death? Okay, here we go. Main article, murder. Let's put that in there. After an evening at the record plant on the 8th of December 1980, Lennon and Ono, that's Yoko Ono,
yeah,
returned to their Manhattan apartment in a limousine. At 10:50 p.m., they exited the vehicle and walked through the archway of the Dakota when lone gunman Mark David Chapman, remember, all assassins have three names, shot Lennon four times in the back at close range. Lennon was rushed in a police cruiser to the emergency room of the nearby Roosevelt Hospital, where he was pronounced dead on arrival. Earlier that evening, the very same evening, Lennon had autographed a copy of Double Fantasy for Chapman, so the guy, like,
yeah,
showed up and was, like, scoping him out. Ono issued a statement saying there is no funeral for John. Scattered his ashes. Let's learn about the guy that killed him, Mark David Chapman. Let's see. To the extent that
he was incensed by Lennon's much publicized remark that the group being more popular than Jesus.
Yeah, I guess that struck a chord with him. Mm-hmm. He also contemplated killing other public figures, including Johnny Carson, Elizabeth Taylor, and Ronald Reagan. You'd think he would have learned from the other guy trying to kill Reagan. At the time of the killing, he had no prior criminal convictions and had just resigned working as a night security guard in Hawaii. Wow, he made it quite a journey. His wife was aware of his plans, but did not inform the police or mental health services. I want to know why. Let me see. Motive and plans. Beatles fan who idolized Lennon allegedly started planning to kill him 3 months prior to the murder. He turned against Lennon after making his religious conversion. Excuse me. He was angry about Lennon's well-publicized 1966 comment that the Beatles popular than Jesus. Yeah, he was saying that. Some members of Chapman's prayer group made a joke in reference to Lennon's song Imagine. It went, "Imagine, imagine if John Lennon was dead." Chapman's childhood friend, Miles McManshu, fake name, recalled he referred to the song as communist. Jan Reeves, the sister of one of Chapman's best friends, reported Chapman seemed really angry toward John Lennon, and he kept saying he could not understand why John Lennon had said the Beatles were more popular than Jesus. According to Mark, there should be nobody more popular than the Lord Jesus Christ. He said it was blasphemy. Okay, so yeah, I didn't quite get the race war thing right.
So he was just really a nutso.
I guess so. I really thought there was a Helter Skelter thing. Oh, it's not even in here. Huh. I don't know why I crossed those wires between Manson and this. Just music and murder, I guess they... I confused myself there. But there you go. At one point, he considered ending his life by jumping from the Statue of Liberty. What a creative fellow he was. Is he still around?
20 to life.
Yeah, he's still alive. He's 63 years old. Second-degree murder of John Lennon. Motive, frustrations with John Lennon's lifestyle and more popular than Jesus remark, plus idolatry of Holden Caulfield in Catcher in the Rye, which I haven't read yet, but once I do, I think I'll understand everything about this guy.
Yeah, this, what a piece of work.
Yeah. Just, I don't know. I'm just glad you don't feel that way about the Suicide Boys. You'd be fulfilling their wish.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that joke I made a while ago, that they're just not going to last very long with that name? They're just going to kill themselves.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, did I tell you kind of like their backstory?
I don't know.
They
were trying to make something as grimy as possible.
That was kind of it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, their whole deal was like they started making music and they figured if they either weren't big or like they hadn't really made it by the time they were 30, they were going to kill themselves.
Shit.
That's how they became the Suicide Boys.
Oh, okay.
And now
it was a pact.
Yeah, and I don't think they're 30 yet, and they've kind of made it, so good enough.
What did they consider making it?
I don't know. Oh. They have their own record label. It's not a big one, but it's their own. That's what counts.
Well, you know, as long as the business model stays afloat for a while.
Yeah.
Considered making it, I guess.
Good enough.
Now we just need to get signed to that record. And definitely make sure we read the fine print on all their papers, making sure we're not entering some kind of alternative pact.
Alternative pact where it says, like, hey, by the time you turn 30, either you've made us X amount of dollars or we kill you.
I don't know.
Or you kill yourself.
I don't know if a podcast has ever signed with a record label. Like, what would even be the point of doing that?
Yeah, do you want us to lay down some fat beats? I don't know. What do you want?
If someone else can make the beats for me, I'll try and make up some words. They may not rhyme, but at least they will be words.
If you give me a couple of days, I can come up with a verse, probably.
We could probably just join the record label as, like, a joke, and we'd get kicked out in, like, the first week.
As a joke.
Yeah. It'd be a pretty good prank.
We rapped wrong on purpose as a joke, and then we got huge. Like, these guys are like I can't tell if they're the best or the worst rappers alive. We're like, well, we're really shooting for the worst.
A lot of the rappers that are happening now, I'm pretty sure they're all just doing big pranks right now. Like
at what point do you just kind of figure, like, these guys have got to be fucking with me, right?
I mean, a guy making his, who is that guy? Lil Xan? There's that. I've never heard a thing by that dude, but apparently he's named after Xanax and is having Zannies? Actual concerts and stuff. Yeah. Little baby Zanny, I call him.
Little Xan.
Yeah. Like, that's got to be a joke. Like, can you just please reveal that in, like, 2 years and I'll forgive you for existing?
Yeah, he's huge, number one on the billboards, probably. I don't know. At the very least, people know who he is, but then, like, 2 years from now, he's just like, yeah, by the way, I was fucking with all of you. My face tats, not real.
I've never looked at the Billboard charts. Can we do that right now?
Probably. Hot 100 right there.
Hot 100. Let's view the chart.
Wait, there's number two. Go up.
Number one is Ariana Grande, Seven Rings. Is
that the one? That's actually a really good song.
Is that the one where she says, break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know. I know she dropped a new album.
Thank You Next. Maybe? I don't know.
Let's see. Post Malone, Maroon 5.
Sicko Mode, Shocker.
Most of these people are trash.
Dude, 21 Savage is British.
Is he?
Yeah, did you hear about that?
He murdered someone?
No, 21 Savage, the rapper who claims to be from, like, Georgia or something.
Oh.
ICE busted in and deported him. He's from the UK.
And you were saying he might have forgotten.
That is the funniest fucking thing I've ever heard in my entire life. There's like a million memes of it. Go on my Facebook. They got like, have you ever seen that picture of like 21 Savage on like the news era and he looks like a villain from like Batman?
No.
Never mind.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
21 Savage, he's a rapper.
I've been in the hospital for the last whatever and...
This is true. This is very true.
If you're in the hospital for any amount of time, you're immediately behind...
By like a year.
Rap. Yeah. This is 21 Savage, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah, that's 21 Savage, and
he's another one of those face tattoo boys.
Yeah.
Let me see.
One of the Suicide Boys is too.
I mean, at least you know what faith he's aligned with.
Do we?
I think.
With the Church of Savage, maybe?
I don't know. There's like 50 possibilities. Just
yeah, there's like a lot.
Depends on how ornate the cross is, I think. Anyway, yeah. I don't care about most of this stuff. I wanted some crazy names on here. Most of these are generic.
No, these are like the top 100. Keep going.
Just like all the way down. Let's go keep past going. Like
stop.
40.
No, stop.
Oh, stopping.
Here we go. Now let's see what we got. Ha, Baby Shark by Pink Fong. Number 40.
Is that is that why people have been doing Baby Shark stuff?
Yeah. It got like 3 billion views on YouTube.
Because the song that I know I used to sing like at campfires and shit.
Yeah.
And they turn it into like a what?
To a banger. That's
Is it a
what?
Kid's song?
Yes.
You can listen to it.
Hang on. Let's put it in here.
I remember one time, or this was a couple weeks ago, I was hanging out with my whole family. And I went, Baby Shark. And then nobody said anything. I was like, all right, we're going to try this again. Baby Shark. And then my sister-in-law, do. Thank you.
2.3 billion views.
Isn't that absurd?
It's really bad.
Oh God, what are we doing?
Pink bong.
All right, let's just go.
I'm amazed that the views even go up that high.
Oh, but check out the dislike bar. It's a pretty big ratio. So I'm allowed to say bad things about this.
If you really want to.
I think
I wouldn't, though. This song's a banger. It has a Ghostbusters feel to it.
What the hell?
I've never actually heard it.
I can't contain my disgust.
Are you kidding me? This shit goes so hard.
First of all, this is property of the Boy Scouts of America.
Dude, this shit.
They'll
dude,
come after you.
Keep playing this shit. It goes so hard.
Oh my God. Well, first I'm going to turn the bass down because.
Nah, dude.
Out of concern for the audience.
That's what makes it a.
I can just hear your mom or see your mom jam into this.
Oh my God.
No teeth. Get it?
Because little kid, you're gonna grow up with
Renee,
no actual teeth.
It is a little child.
I don't care.
Oh, come on. Are you
and
gonna have teeth
why,
or not, child?
And this is why we don't do well with kids.
Just wait until they're smoking crack in an alley,
they're
okay?
Not as
this
bad
is what.
Kalu, okay?
And Caillou?
That's like, yeah, that's it.
Well, that is true. Like, there's no actual lesson being taught here. Like, the worst case scenario, your kids learn an annoying song instead of actual destructive habits like Caillou.
Oh, my God. Speaking of kids, I read something weird. There's a really big group of American kids that are speaking with British accents because of Peppa Pig.
Really?
And it's like they have a name for it now.
That is fantastic.
For that, like, syndrome?
Yeah.
Is it a syndrome?
I don't know.
Hang on. Let's
phenomenon?
Look that up.
I remember in sixth grade, I think Rebecca Corey, I think that's the right name. Anyway, one day she spoke with a British accent throughout class, just because she was being funny. And then Mr. Marshall made her like some sort of person that had to read off something that he was doing. Mm-hmm. And she had to do the English accent all day. And it stuck for like a while after. Not like days, but like hours. Like several hours afterwards. She's like, oh no. I can't stop. And everyone's like, wait, are you being serious? She's like, what do I do?
Let's see. I'm just seeing a hashtag for Peppa effect. Is there like a white paper I can look up?
The Peppa effect?
Really?
There's developing British accents.
I thought it was going to be like...
I'm going to show my kids Russian cartoons.
I thought it was going to be like electronic transitive accent bonding or something cool sounding like that.
That does sound cool.
Yeah.
All right, how do we make a show with that?
Wow, I've never been that turned on.
I guess we...
I'm leaving.
By something you said.
See you guys later.
I guess we make it popular by sticking all the words into one word and putting a pound sign in front of it, because I guess that's how you legitimize a linguistic phenomenon.
This Peppa effect?
On another side note, I think people.com is trash.
Romper also spoke with Dr. Emma Byrne, author of Swearing is Good for You, The Amazing Science of Bad Language.
Well, I fucking agree with that. 100%.
Amen, sister.
Yeah. But seriously, I'm not really copywriting that or anything. Go ahead and take that thing that I said and put that in a linguistic
pipe and
I think
smoke
you would
it.
Like Peppa Pig. She's savage.
Peppa
Why?
Pig?
So Google Peppa Pig whistling.
Yeah, I did see that one. Peppa Pig's.
Can you whistle?
Let's.
Peppa Pig's a raggedy bitch.
She is.
Which one should I be looking for here?
Probably just like the shortest one.
It's only a minute long, 5 million.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, that's
views.
It.
Let's go for it.
Susie Sheep. Yeah.
What's wrong, Peppa?
I can't whistle, but everybody else can.
Never mind. I'm making cookies. Would you like to lick the spoon?
No, thank you, Mummy. Can I ring Susie Sheep instead?
Okay, Peppa.
I remember when my mom had to do this.
Hello, Mrs. Pig. Hello, Mrs. Sheep. Can Peppa talk to Susie, please?
Hello, Susie.
Hello, Peppa.
Susie, are you going to advance the plot?
I'm learning to whistle, but I can't do it yet.
Hmm, that sounds hard.
It's impossible. Can you whistle, Susie?
No.
Oh, good. I mean, that's sad that you can't whistle, but good, because I can't whistle.
What's whistling anyway?
You put your lips together and blow.
Like this.
Well,
oh my god.
I think that would help develop a child's sense of humor for sure.
No. Dude, that shit's hilarious.
That is so funny.
It was worth the minute.
Oh, it was.
Boop. Sometimes you just gotta just do that to some people.
That is my favorite.
Boop.
Does she, like, do drive-bys and stuff, too? Because that was pretty savage.
Yeah, probably.
Dude, that, Peppa Pig doesn't fuck around.
Holy crap. I guess not. I mean, well, that I mean, it's better than Caillou, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Caillou.
Have you seen that shit?
We're dying.
No, I haven't actually watched it. I understand the gist of it. Isn't Caillou just basically kind of a little shit?
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Oh, God, he's so bad.
No,
so many theories about him.
Is he a psychopath?
No, one of the theories is that he has cancer. That's why he's bald, and that's why he's whiny all the time. But that just, I've never met a cancer patient that was whiny.
Yeah, no, all of them are really in perspective with their situation. He's a cancer patient. That's why he's whiny. How about you go fuck yourself?
I know. he's just a horrible human being that everyone hates.
Is he at least funny?
No. I don't think it. I mean,
he's an asshole.
See, like, think of Calvin and Hobbes. Calvin, freaking asshole, but he was hilarious, so it was fine. So he got away with it, you know?
No, Caillou is just an asshole for the sake of getting his way.
The theme song remix, go up.
Caillou theme song remix. He's holding a machine gun. Do we want to watch that?
Yes. 20 million views? Many people can't be wrong.
Quick revision, this is the real theme song to Caillou.
You're getting to be a big boy.
I'm just a kid who's born each day and the most I like exploring and Caillou. So many things to do each day.
I'm waiting for the air horns.
I mean, that is just something that has to happen in trap music, isn't
it?
Do we close out with this? I think we do.
Yeah, this shit goes hard.
All right, let's do it. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGIFRadio. We're also TGIFRadio on Twitter. Email us things, because you're not even watching to at TGIFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TGIFRadio.com. Closing statements around the table.
Alita Battle Angel. I'm going to go watch it.
Do it.
And happy Valentine's Day. We have a hotel room and reservations to the Portland City Grill, and then we're going to be at Ground Control until 2 a.m.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's your guys' plans for tonight?
Tomorrow.
Oh, she just pulled this out of her ass. I'm very surprised. I completely forgot this was our Valentine's show, too, so thank you. You saved Valentine's Day.
Because somebody else didn't.
No, I did fine. Don't even worry about it.
Oh, he got me the best present.
Okay.
All right, we'll be back next week.
I took my mom out to lunch.
Party on, everybody.